NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. A little while ago, we received a petition delivered to our offices by Paris Hilton and Representative Catherine Harris of Florida. It was on behalf of all the dumb politicians, incoherent celebrities, dumb criminals, and amusing animals of the world. They're tired of constantly having to come up with more and more material for our show, and they needed a break. Well, we agreed, and so this week we're going to look back on some of the more interesting stories we've covered in recent months. Next week, we'll be back with more of Paris's exploits, assuming she can figure out how that revolving door at the front of our building works. Keep trying, Miss Hilton, you'll get it! God, we love her. Anyway, one of the things we're known for at Wait Wait is our in-depth approach to the news. No, really? All right, fine. Listen to this as our insightful panelists, Kiri O'Connor, Mo Rocca, and Paula Poundstone, analyze the G8 Summit of Industrial Nations. Now, all of your quotes this week have a single theme, which is...
They're G8!
It's safe to say that this past week's G8 summit provided more pure entertainment than all the previous summits combined, including that great one where all the world leaders had to put on the crazy Indonesian shirts. You remember that one?
Yes.
Anyway, this was better. So all of your quotes are about or from the summit. Here is your first G8 quote.
The irony is that what they need to do is to get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this.
Bleep.
And it's over.
That was somebody giving his simple prescription in front of an open mic at the G8 summit, who used a naughty word in his approach to the Mideast crisis.
President George Bush.
Yes, indeed. Sitting in front of a mic he did not realize was live, President Bush turned to Tony Blair, and the world learned how the president really treats his pets. First, he hailed the leader of the oldest democracy in the Western world by saying, "Yo, Blair." True. Second, we discovered that our president talks with his mouth full. Thirdly, he really didn't listen to what Blair says. And lastly, and judging by the reaction in the world press, most importantly, the president has a potty mouth.
Wow. So the NSA wiretapping program is really working well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, and we say this with some pride, the only broadcast network, as opposed to cable, but the only broadcast network to air the president's remark uncensored was NPR.
Right. Yes. National potty mouth radio.
Exactly.
That scene, when I first turned on the TV and looked at Bush and Blair over him, it looked like a scene from that 80s sitcom, Mr. Belvedere. I just looked, with the British butler kind of patiently sort of yes. biding his time with the boorish Americans.
All right, very good, Deanna. Here is your next quote.
We certainly would not want to have the same kind of democracy that they had in Iraq, quite honestly.
That was someone reacting to a suggestion from President Bush that he try to model his country after the democratic paradise that is today's Iraq. Who said, no thanks.
One of the G8 members?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin?
Yes, Vladimir Putin. Very good.
Wow.
Things got off to a rocky start when President Bush arrived in St. Petersburg. First, he had packed for Florida. So they got that sorted out, and then he does a joint appearance with President Putin of Russia, the host of the summit. And during that appearance, he suggested that maybe Putin should try to model Russia's democracy on Iraq, which has, according to President Bush, quote, a free press and freedom of religion. And right there, right in Bush's face, Putin lays on the smackdown you heard Carl recreate. There were unconfirmed reports that Tony Blair shed angry tears.
Those two were such a cute couple.
Yeah.
Putin and Bush.
Oh, Putin
and Bush.
Yeah. Putin kissing Bush on the stomach. That was so sweet.
Yeah.
I'll never forget those days.
Bush looking into Putin's soul. And,
yeah.
Yeah, he found his sock. I wonder where I left that. There it is in Putin's soul.
It was hard to leave the weekend bacchanal that was the G8. We have to, though. Here is your last G8 quote, Dana.
All right.
There are those who say the president should be more Clinton-esque. maybe he misunderstood what they meant.
That was Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. One of the many commentators this week were chattering about something surprising that President Bush did to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. What did he do to her?
Okay. How can I put this politely? He gave her a back rub?
Yes, he did. Oh, is that what the kids are calling it these days? At the start of yet another meeting, President Bush walks behind Merkel, who's sitting in her chair, and in full view of the camera, he sort of gives her a quick two-handed rub on the back of the neck. Now, that much we know. What is in dispute, though, was the meaning of Merkel's reaction. Her eyebrows go up, her eyes widen, her arms sort of shoot up in the air.
And she said, nine means nine. Take back the Nacht.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's some dispute. Was she upset? Was she horrified? Was she happy? Some commentators have suggested she was happy to receive this bit of personal diplomacy.
Well, it's better than when Chirac headbutted her.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah, she wasn't making her happy face.
No. All I know is we did notice Tony Blair looking on with what seemed like jealousy.